Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Talking Topics. My name is Bill Ruggiero and today's show has been sponsored in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Mass Commission for the Blind and underwritten by Unibank. If you have any questions you want to talk about or any ideas for this show, please give us a call at 508-797-1117. That's 508-797-1117. And now I want to introduce our guest. Her name is Leanne Hui from the Worcester Talking Book Library. And I want to say good afternoon to Leanne Hui. Good afternoon, Leanne.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in our studios today. Why don't you tell us where you're from and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I did not grow up in Worcester, but I moved here for college. When I was 18, I went to Worcester State, and I graduated, and I just kind of never left. I love it here. So I just guess I kind of feel like I'm from Worcester at this point. It's been about 30 years, so.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Walpole, Massachusetts, kind of very close to Foxborough, where the Patriots play, but my entire family is from Cleveland, so I've spent a lot of time going back and forth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have family still there in Cleveland?
Yeah, everybody is in Cleveland except for me, my mom, and my sister. And I know my sister wants to move there, and I think if she does, my mom might go with her. But for now, it's the three of us, but we all see the family from Cleveland as often as we can.
Oh, well, yeah. Question two is, talk about the library you work at. You work at the Worcester Public Library.
I do. I am the head of the Talking Book Services at the Worcester Public Library. Mm-hmm. So we offer audio, braille, large print books, audio-described movies, books for kids, all by mail for free, including return postage. We also have a public space, as you know, because you get to come visit us quite a bit. And we have computers with accessible keyboards and software, and we have a study space, and we just put some two comfy chairs in, and we're trying to make it a little more of a place to hang around opposed to a place where people kind of come in and run an errand. We want people to come visit us and stick around, so.
Yeah, yeah, and you want people to, like, make themselves at home, but, you know, not, you know.
Right, exactly. We want people to feel comfortable when they come visit us.
Yeah. Yeah, or they can practice with their iPhones. And I would love to teach people how to use an iPhone. Now we do have iPhone classes at the Worcester Public Library, and we do have a teacher. Her name is Donna Ellis.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Donna Ellis and say that she's very, very good at fixing the iPhones or Androids or whatever people have.
I also want to give a shout out to Donna because she is great and I'm always happy to see her.
Oh, yeah. I could do a great impression of Donna. Dude, you have to know how to do things on your iPhone because you have to not don't update, okay? Just don't update.
I think I've heard her actually say all of those things to
you,
too. Yes, that was a good impersonation.
Hey, Bill, this is Harry. You said before that Donna Ellis repairs and fixes phones, but she doesn't actually repair them. She teaches people how to use them, correct?
Right. She teaches people how to use them and use them the right way, how to get into apps, how to put apps on your phone, if you're in trouble, you have to update your phones and things like that. She doesn't fix them.
No, but she is a miracle worker.
Yes, she is. She is a miracle worker. And she has a seeing eye dog. Her name is Toby. Yeah.
Yeah, we're big Toby fans, too.
Yeah.
Toby is a cutie.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Yeah. Okay, question three. Do you like your job, and what is your job entailed? I know you're the director of the services over there at the Talking Book Library. What else do you do down there?
I wear a lot of hats. It also depends kind of on the time of year. Like right now, I don't know if Harry is feeling the pinch. It is the end of the fiscal year. So we are making sure everything is paid. We are making sure the budget is balanced. We are making sure we've spent the money appropriately. We don't have any left. We have to get ready for the next fiscal. So I'm looking at a lot of spreadsheets and a lot of numbers. My day is never the same day twice. Sometimes I'm on a desk. Sometimes I'm editing an audiobook. Sometimes I'm running a program. Sometimes I'm in the middle of a meeting and a fire alarm goes off and I have to help clear the building. That hasn't happened as much, not since the renovation was ended. That was a lot of fire drills, though.
Yeah.
Just every day I do as much as I can. Today I had to go to City Hall because I had to drop off a contract because I'm trying to get an exhibit in the library, and I got to bump into our old security guard, and that was really exciting. So that was a fun part of my day. But then there was like a guy in the library, or not the library, in the City Hall that was dressed as John Hancock, and that was just kind of a strange thing. So it's never the same day twice. Something always kind of unique and interesting happens.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Bill, this is Harry again. Can I ask Leanne another question?
Yes.
You mentioned an exhibit. I didn't know TBL does exhibits. That's cool.
We're working on it. Oh, it's been such a long process. We are trying to bring a tactile art exhibit for July and possibly one for next March. It's contracts are tough, and you got to make sure everything is written a certain way so you don't accidentally get you or your vendor in a weird situation where you're suddenly responsible for something. So
what is the exhibit?
It is it's paintings. It's like master paintings. I know the girl with the pearl earring is one of them, and I don't remember most of the other ones, even though I have been staring at this paperwork for 2 years. I have forgotten all of it. But the one we want in March is going to be neat. I think we're looking at getting an exhibit that focuses on the kind of the propaganda and things that were sold after Lincoln was assassinated. So, and they'll all be tactile. There's audio components. Yes, I'm really excited about that one. But so, yeah, you will be able to feel what the paintings, they make it so you can, you can't touch the art. Like when you go to a museum, you can't touch a painting, but this will allow you to interact with it. You hear the story. There's braille components. It's super accessible, and I cannot wait to bring it to Worcester.
I wonder if you could like provide it with Meta glasses, and I wonder if Meta glasses would read it to you.
I don't know. You have a pair of those, so you might have to be our...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You might have to be the guy that tests it for me.
Yeah,
so I'll let
would love to test it for you.
Yeah, so I will tell you when the exhibit's up, and you'll have to come and hang out and let me know how the glasses work with it.
Yeah. So when is the exhibit going to be up next March?
July 15th
to
August 15th for the painting one, and then I'm hoping for March for the Lincoln exhibit.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know what I would love to do is a painting of Larry Bird for the Celtics.
That would be very
cool. Maybe we could do like a Celtics one too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There has to be a sports one. I'll have to look. There is a new book about Larry Bird out, and I think it's in Bard. It's called Heartland. So make sure, I know you use Bard sometimes, Bill, but make sure you get yourself a copy of that book.
All right, I will.
Bill, do you want to take a quick break? We'll be right
back. Yes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this with Leanne Hooley and Bill Ruggiero and Harry Duchesne. I'll be back after this on Audio Journal.
Cool. And now here is a word from our sponsor, Bill Ruggiero himself.
Ooh.
Have you listened to one of Audio Journal's most popular shows, Talking Topics, with host Bill Ruggiero? You can catch it on the second weekend of each month, airing Saturday at 3 p.m. and again on Sunday at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.
Oh, well, thank you, Laurie, for that. Now we're back with Leanne Hooley. So, Leanne, do you have any hobbies?
I have a lot of hobbies. I like to read, which I guess makes sense, because if you're a librarian and you don't read a lot, you maybe aren't as good at your job. I like to go running. I run half marathons. I broke my ankle in February, so I'm trying to get... Yeah, it was awful. I'm trying to get back into that. I knit sometimes. I've donated, I think, some knitting things to, was it your fundraiser? Yeah, I know there was a knitting fundraiser I did for, I couldn't remember if it was you guys or MCB. I like to cook. I'm not always good at it, but I also like to eat. I know you can relate to that, Bill. You also like to eat.
Yeah. I usually see me eating all the time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we both like to eat.
Especially those candy bars.
Yes, candy bars are very good.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheryl always has candy bars. So, and it's funny, when I told her I was coming to see you today, she's like, I don't have a candy bar for him. And I'm like, that's fine. I think he's got granola bars with Harry. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
What else? I like to travel. I've been to a lot of places. I like Chicago. I know you go to Chicago a lot. That's a really cool city.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
So I like to go places. I like to eat things. I like to read things. So, yeah, I have a lot of hobbies.
Yeah. Also, do you like sports?
Not as much as you, but I will. I'm married to a hockey fanatic. He has season tickets to the Bruins. So I've been hearing a lot of complaints about the Montreal Canadiens this week, I'm sure.
Yeah, because they beat Buffalo in overtime last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Montreal's playing Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that Carolina's going to lose.
I'm a little worried about that, too. But I think Colorado's going to win the Cup this year. So, I mean, as long as the Canadiens lose, I don't really care who wins.
And who's the fourth team in it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I'll hear about it at some point.
Is it the Wild, Bill?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
it is the Wild.
The
yes.
Wild.
That's right, Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yes. So I grew up watching hockey because my dad watched it. My sister is a Cleveland Guardians fanatic. So I got her for Christmas the MLB package with the Guardian add-in. So I have to hear a lot about that. I always know what the Guardians are doing.
They're playing the Red Sox soon.
Yes, yeah.
Next Friday they're playing.
Are they playing in Ohio or are they? Yeah,
they're playing in Ohio.
Okay, that's why I didn't hear about it. I know they're coming back in September because she wants to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go to WooSox games.
Yeah.
Just because they're local and they're fun. I'll probably watch a little bit of the World Cup. You know, I don't think I'm not a fanatic like you are, but
I'm not a soccer fan at all.
No, you're not.
I think the World Cup is, you know, not in my league.
Yeah, it's going to be really crowded back where I grew up, so I'm going to stay out of that area for sure. Traffic will be a little crazy.
Yeah, stay away from Foxborough,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
Now, Bill, I have a comment for you about sports. This is Harry again.
Yeah.
Have you heard what ACB is doing with the one court device?
No.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Leanne, have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
So, apparently, they will, for a limited time, mm-hmm. kind of like a library of things,
yep.
will lend out a one-quart device, which is like the size of a mm-hmm. lunchbox, maybe
yep.
about 12 inches long, 6 inches
mm-hmm.
high. And the way it works, I believe, is for like basketball, hockey, mm-hmm. soccer, I think baseball too, and football,
mm-hmm.
And it started with tennis.
Yep.
Is you could put your hands on the board, and wherever the ball is on the court, this device kind of has a vibrational feel to where the ball is. So if the ball is on the right side of the court, then the right side of this device will vibrate up, and something, there'll be like a bump, like
mm-hmm.
that's where the ball is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so
I wish they would do it for football.
Yeah, so they do it for hockey or basketball? Or
I think mostly right now it's for tennis and basketball. And soccer.
Okay.
I think that's where it's at right now. So that's why I was telling Bill that we'll have to see if we can borrow one and check it out.
We have a new patron I'm pretty fond of, and he's a big sports guy, but he's a big hockey guy. So I'm gonna mention it to him. I'll send him an email tonight and be like, hey, you gotta check this out. And I bet he would really get a kick out of that. So that's really neat. So, and let me know if you guys get your hands on one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
With the technology that mm-hmm. That's out there, it wouldn't surprise me if Boston Scientific and the other companies
mm-hmm.
will create these lots of devices, even specific to a sport, which would be really cool.
What a neat way to engage people, too. That's really a cool way to get involved with the sport.
Yeah. And, Bill, can I ask Leanne one more question, because I've been dying to ask her.
Sure.
You might have alluded to this before, but the Talking Book Library, came up with its name
mm-hmm.
because, and it's a cool name, such yeah. a cool name, because it's having books that talk.
Yeah.
So for our audio journal listeners who have, I doubt this, but who have never heard of the Talking yeah. Book Library, tell them what exactly that part of the Talking Book Library is and what kind of devices they use for to listen to these talking books.
So we have a few different options. We have two machines. We have the DA1 and the DA2, which is new. I'm still trying to figure out the DA2. It's really cool, but a little complicated. And we get books, and they're in basically like a USB port with a handle. And we have a machine that we put the USB port in. It uploads the book for the patron into it, checks it out to the patron, and then we put it in a box and we ship it to them, and they play it in their machine. So it's a pretty neat way. If no two cartridges are the same pretty much anymore, because we can put up to 5 books in a cartridge. We'll have folks that'll call and be like, give me the 5 books from, you know, a James Patterson series, or 5 books from the Babysitter's Club. And we put them on, and they can listen to the series in order, which, they couldn't do before when we had more of a physical space.
Right.
We also have something called the Bard app, which I love the Bard app. It is audiobooks on your phone. It is great if you don't want to wait for the mail to come in, or if you're like, I was listening to a book last night. I finally finished an audiobook on Ted Williams that I've been listening to 35 hours. Finally finished it last night, and I started another book right away, and it was 8 o'clock at night. The TBL isn't open at 8 o'clock at night, and I got to just put the book on my phone and start listening. It's really cool. I push people yeah. to that, too, just because I feel like, we all have streaming services. We all love things on demand, and
right.
mail isn't as on demand. So, and as much as I understand, like, a lot of people like the machine, it's easy to use, it's pretty much plug and play, pretty foolproof, and a lot of times they'll call us and get recommendations. Bard is a little more hands off, but we're still here for, reader's advisory and recommendations. But I love Bard.
So you have those two ways that they mm-hmm. they have the. They can listen to the talking books.
Yes.
I just love that name.
Yes.
And which is, like, how many patrons do you roughly have? And which is their favorite way to listen?
We have about 1,800, I'd say. Most of the folks are machine users. And that's fine. I feel like technology is one of those things where it changes so fast. And so many folks didn't grow up with it. And it can be kind of bewildering, especially if you lost your sight later on and you hadn't figured out how to use your smartphone or your tablet, and now you have to download Bard. The player is foolproof. You can use headphones. You can charge it. It's easy. So both are great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And if our listeners, again, if any of our listeners haven't heard about you, or they just started losing mm-hmm. their sight for the first time and they haven't heard of you, mm-hmm. what's the best way to reach out to the Talking Book Library?
Give us a call. Our phone number is 508-799-1730. That's probably the best way, but we live in the Worcester Public Library. People can come visit us. If they can get down to see us, they can call us, they can email us. We have a lot of outreach. Karen is at the Senior Center the third Thursday of every month in Worcester. I think she's actually there right now. So if you happen to be in that area, you can meet her on that day and she can get you an application. You can go to any of our library branches and ask for us. You can go to any library branch pretty much anywhere in Massachusetts and ask about us. So we will make sure you get access. And if it's an area we don't cover, because we take care of all of central Massachusetts, we can connect folks with the Perkins Library.
Very
yeah.
cool. And Bill, do you have any questions about that before we take another break?
No, I don't.
Cool.
All right. So we'll take a quick break about paratransit, and we'll be right
yep.
back.
WRTA.
Are you a Worcester Regional Transit Authority paratransit rider from Worcester, Auburn, Boylston, Leicester, Northborough, Oxford, Westborough, or West Boylston? Did you know that you no longer have to call customer service to book your trips? You can now take advantage of our new online reservation system and book your trips online at any time. Call customer service at 508-791-9782 or email paratransit@therta.com to set up your online account to begin scheduling your trips. Please note the online reservation system is an additional option for your convenience. you can still call customer service to book your trips.
Okay, well, we are back here at Talking Topics. Bill Ruggiero and Leanne Hui and Harry Duchesne. And Leanne, why don't you tell us about your favorite restaurant?
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough question, Bill. I don't even know. I live near the Boynton, so I end up at the Boynton a lot. It's the point where they know me, and I'm like, there's a lot of people that come in here, and you guys know who I am. I should probably start cooking at home more. I go to the Abbey, Armsby Abbey, a little bit. I know the guy that owns it, so I go there.
I like the Boynton, too.
Yeah, they have great nachos.
My sister's husband works for the Boynton.
Oh, does he?
His name is Bill.
Bill?
Bill Boa.
Where does he work? Is he in the kitchen?
Well, he's one of the managers.
I will look out for him. My dentist married into the family that owns a Boynton, so I know a lot of random Boynton people.
Yeah.
I went to Yoke and Crumb recently. I don't know if you guys have been there. It's in Tatnik. It's a new bakery. It is really good.
How do you spell that?
Yoke, Y-O-L-K, and Crumb, C-R-U-M-B.
Crumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they run out really quick on the weekends. Their croissants are $8, so it can be a little steep for croissant, but I had a raspberry pistachio croissant. Yeah, I think about that place a lot. Very good. Yeah. I'm always up for new restaurants, too. I like the Wooden Bar. I have to get back there. I haven't been there in a bit. I'm thinking I like... I like the Fix. I mean, I don't really eat a lot of burgers. I like Da Lot. I don't know if you've ever been to Da Lot on Park Ave.
No.
They're really good. It's Vietnamese.
Yes.
That's like a college staple. It's so cheap and so good.
That is good. What about Italian?
I'm married to an Italian, so that gets a little complicated. I don't really have a place in Worcester right now that he doesn't complain about, but I do really like the takeout at Newton Square. I feel like their red sauce is really good. So I also like Napoli's, and Shrewsbury is very good.
Napoli's.
Have you been there?
Ooh,
oh, yeah, they're good.
No, no.
Oh, Bill, you got to make sure somebody gets you a meatball sandwich from there.
Yeah,
they're really good. Yeah.
Where in Shrewsbury are they?
They're right off of Route 9. I don't know. Paul usually picks up dinner when we have an Applebee's night. But
oh, it's on Route 9.
Yeah, it's like off of Route 9. So I know the parking situation is a little tight.
Oh, is it the sandwich place?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bill, Leanne's right. You got to go.
Oh, Bill, you'll thank me. And I actually heard this from another Talking Book patron who was like, you got to go to Applebee's. So I sent him to Newton Square. And he came in 2 weeks ago and he's like, I went and it was incredible. He's like, it's so good and the prices are so good. So it's good when you can share restaurant tips.
Yes. Yes. My favorite restaurant is the Boynton.
Really?
Yes.
So I should keep my eyes out for you there, then.
Yeah.
Yes, I will, because like I said, I end up at the Boynton more than I care to admit. Not that there's anything wrong with the Boynton. I should just cook my own dinner. So
yeah. Well, I usually get, if I go to the Boynton, I get a barbecue chicken pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get a peanut butter pie.
Oh, I haven't had a peanut butter pie. I've never had dessert at the Boynton. I start with the nachos because they're very good. And that's usually about as far as I can get when I'm at the Boynton.
That's good to know because my wife likes nachos.
Oh, they're really – probably the best in the city.
Really?
Although, was it Funky Murphy's has really good nachos too, I think. But, yeah, the Boynton. Take your wife to the Boynton, and she will be in a nacho-induced heaven.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that.
And, Bill, get the nachos next time. Let me know what you think.
Yeah. Well, I did get the nachos when I went there.
Yep.
I went with Jennifer Daly for my birthday.
Yeah.
You know Jen?
I love Jen.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Shout out to Jen.
Too. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Jen.
Hey,
how
Jen.
You doing? All right. Yeah. Well, boy, let's go.
You got that, Jen?
Let me
are
know
you listening?
Let me know when you guys are there. I'll pop in.
Yeah.
We can all split some nachos together.
Yeah. Yeah. Love nachos and chips. And,
yep. Oh,
yeah,
so much good food.
Barbecue chicken pizza and peanut butter pie.
Yep. I didn't even know they had a peanut butter pie. I'm going to look for that in the menu next time I go.
Well, they do. Okay.
Cool.
Well, what it is, it's a graham cracker crust, and they put peanut butter, like, peanut butter cups on it.
Oh,
and
wow.
What they oh, it is so good.
Yeah.
And then you can put whipped cream on it.
You can, yeah. Can you have it with ice cream?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But it's peanut butter pie. It's real good. And they sell it right there at the Boynton.
Excellent. Next time I go, which might even be tomorrow, because a lot of people leave for Memorial Day, so it's easy to get into places. That's my secret. Stay in town and go out. But yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for new places too. I know there's a lot of new places opening in Worcester, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jen and I are going to that chicken place on Gold Star Boulevard.
Oh, is it Dave's Hot Chicken?
No.
No.
Or you mean the popular Chick-fil-A?
No. There's a new place.
Oh, is it Culver's or something?
No. It's I forget the name of the place.
Well, you'll have to report back.
Yes.
So.
Have to let us know, Bill.
Yeah. I don't eat meat, which might surprise you, but Dave's Hot Chicken has a cauliflower sandwich, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're open till 2 a.m., which I'm long in bed by then. But, you know, if I'm hungry at like 2 in the morning or 1:30 in the morning, I can always go and get a cauliflower sandwich.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bill, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to I have a question for you about the Talking Book Library. I know you visit there a lot, and Leanne and her staff are very welcoming to you, and you have a special place, like a quiet room. But other than that quiet room, when you go in there, what are some of your favorite parts of the Talking Book Library?
Well, some of my favorite parts is going in there, saying hi to people, you know, meeting new people, and going into the little room and doing my sports schedules and weather reports and saying hi to Leanne and talking about weather to Leanne.
Yes. I always ask Bill what's going on with the weather. And when we walk, because I walk him out because we can keep talking, and he's always like, what's the weather doing? And I'm always like, Bill, it's boring out, or Bill, it's windy out. So.
Yeah.
Yep. We always have a good time catching up.
Yeah. Did you hear that thunderstorm the other night?
I did. Did you? I mean, I guess places in Worcester had downed trees.
Yeah. But our neighborhood, we didn't get much.
Good. Yeah. That it can be a little scary. Like, and it was a lot of rain. Like a lot, which is good. We need the rain. But now my grass is going to grow, and I got to go cut it. But that's fine. I'll take the good at the bad. So.
Yeah. Oh. That place is Checker's Chicken.
Checker's Chicken. I've not
Checker's
heard of that.
Chicken.
That must be super new. I haven't heard of it.
It's right on Gold Star Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And there's another place called Raisin Cane's Chicken.
Yep, I've heard of that one.
I like that place.
That's good.
Have you been to Two Chefs yet? A lot of people say that's really good. I have not been there yet.
No, never been there.
So, no. Somebody said it's on my list.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's I guess my daughter worked there for a while. That's why she's now at Quinn's in Holden.
Oh, Quinn's,
But she, when she first got there, she said that the cooking actually was really good. It was a step above, you know, the 99, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Now, we're about to wrap up. So one more time, Leanne, can you tell our listeners your phone number? And any other way to reach out to talk about that?
Sure. You can give us a call. We are there Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, and some Sundays from October to April, from 12 to 4. At least that's what we were last year. And you can call us at 508-799-1730. You can talk to your local librarian about us. Everybody knows about us. A lot of folks have our applications. You can pop into any of our branches. We have a website. It's on the Worcester Public Library. If you just go down to the Talking Book page, you can get there. We're redoing our website, I think, pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. We are always here, and we love meeting new patrons and helping people out.
Yeah, because you have a lot of activities and stuff at the library, and I hope that you guys keep it going.
We will, I promise. And I love it when people come to our programming, and you've come to our programming, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
And hopefully people come and get more people to the library. Well, Leanne, I want to thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed you very much, and I just want to say this program has been sponsored in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibank. If you have any questions or any ideas for this program, please call us at 508-797-1730. 1117 or visit us on the website at www.audiojournal.org. This is Bill Ruggiero along with Leanne and Harry Duchesne saying have a great afternoon and peace out, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, thanks for that guitar music. And welcome to another edition of Talking Topics. This show is provided by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind, the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibank. If you have any questions or any comments about this show or any other shows, please give us a call at 508-797-1117 or visit us on our website at www.audiojournal.org. Well, today I have a very special guest here. His name is Bill Starr, and he works for the Korea Center here in Worcester, Massachusetts. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us where you're from?
Absolutely. So, again, as you said, my name is Bill Starr. I am a Massachusetts native. I was born and grew up in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, and went to Tantasqua High School. I have two brothers. Parents and them still all live out there. And now I am currently, as you said, working for the Mass Hire Central Career Center in Worcester as a recruiter and job developer. Also, I'm a board member at the Center for Living and Working, a member of the Job Developers Network for Central Mass Employment Collaborative. And I, like I said, been very active, over the last few years, trying to support job seekers as well as those in the disability community.
Yeah. Well, question two, why don't you tell us a little bit about your job and what you like about it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So as a recruiter and job developer at Mass Hire, basically what I try to do is a myriad of things to, to help support, various people in their job search. And there's a lot of different ways that me and my coworkers do this. We are a supportive services agency. We're state and federally funded. All of our services are no cost. And all you have to do is just register for a membership, do a seminar, and then we help with things such as resume review, interviewing skills. We host lots of different job fairs and hiring events, make connections with local employers. I do a lot of referrals, to employers on behalf of the job seekers I'm working with, and we're not a direct placement agency, not like a traditional staffing agency, but like I said, we offer a lot of great programs and I have a lot of great partnerships in the community to help people, be as well prepared as they can and make connections, to hopefully get them gainfully employed.
Yeah. And also, what kinds of jobs can you get different people who have visual impairment or, maybe some other mentally challenges for them? Do you get like people to have broadcasting, like provide jobs for like radio stations?
Yeah, so of course, our services are available to anybody and everybody, regardless of, any type of barrier. We do, of course, work closely with, the Mass Commission for the Blind and Mass Ability, in terms of, doing referrals to, any individuals that need some of those extra assistance in terms of the job search. We will, of course, do as much as we can. And we do have relationships with lots of, disability friendly employers. I will say the radio business is one area that I haven't had a lot of experience within, but, hopefully this might lead to some new connections there.
Yes, 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 because there are blind people out there who want to get their own radio station and have a job like that. And I think that audio broadcasting would be a good success for a blind person or a mentally challenged person because they wouldn't have to, stand up on their feet and move around as much.
Yeah, completely agree. And I mean, I think you're a great example and an inspiration for those folks as well.
Yes. And how many people do you get a week and how long does it take to search for the jobs?
Very good question. It's definitely depends on the individual. Like I said, our services are available for everybody, and anybody. And so I see quite a few people from a variety of different backgrounds, looking for a variety of different jobs. So it's very dependent upon kind of, where they're at in their job search, what type of job they are looking for, what the labor market is for, for that industry. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Sometimes we're able to, tell people and, if they find employment very quickly, sometimes, it can take some time. Again, it really just depends on the individual and their situation.
Yes. And do you work with other organizations like Seven Hills or anything?
We do. Yes. Seven Hills is definitely one of our partners. As long as quite a few, both human service organizations and, local community organizations, we try to. So each Mass Hire service delivery area that covers a geographical area. So as I said, I'm from Mass Hire Central. So we're based, again, our office is in Worcester, right at 5554 Main Street, right downtown across from the Ann Arbor Theater. Yeah. And I also have a satellite office in Southbridge, and we cover the central Massachusetts area.
Yeah. Now, is there a phone number where people can get in touch with you, or is there an email address?
Yeah, of course, of course. It's sad to say I don't know it off the top of my head. I will give it to you in just a second.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's your vision?
My vision's 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye, zero vision in the left eye.
No. What's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, we believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.
Well, and now we're back. Bill Ruggiero, you have a question for Bill Starr?
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies outside your job?
Oh, yeah, of course. Work keeps me very busy, but it's definitely important to, have some downtime as well. So I myself was born with a disability that is called hereditary spastic paraplegia. And that affects my gait. And
can you explain to our listeners what that is?
Of course. So it's a mobility issue. It is neurological as well as, I guess the easiest way to describe it would be that the muscles in my lower back and my legs are a bit smaller and tighter than an average person would be, not quite proportionate to the rest of my body. So it does make my gait a bit stiff and, equilibrium slightly off. I can walk around, and one thing that is really important that really helps is physical fitness. And so I've always been an avid gym goer. I really have come to enjoy it. It's part of my routine. I also have an awesome dog named Cooper. Cooper Allen actually has a middle name. We go for quite a few walks. I live in Rutland, Massachusetts currently, and so there's a great rail trail out there. We go for a lot of long walks. And then in between that, enjoy local New England sports. I do like to cook from time to time. I'm pretty good at it. Also reading on my Kindle.
Wow. That's very interesting. Getting back to sports, what's your favorite team?
I mentioned earlier, I am a New England born and raised. So a big fan of all the New England sports teams. Football, like most people around here, probably, what I would most watch and be into. So obviously the Patriots, of course. But a very, very big, Celtics, Red Sox, and Bruins fan in that order.
Yeah, because I'm a good Red Sox fan, and Red Sox aren't doing too good,
No, they they are having a little bit of a rough
the game yesterday, and they had three hits yesterday and two runs. That's all they scored, and they got swept by the Angels.
I know.
Really bad.
Yes, not a big fan of the Rafael Devers trade.
Well, personally, I think Alex Cora's got to go. you know, I'm sorry about that, but,
you don't need to be sorry. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, because he's won two World Series, 2004 and 2007. And I think this is it for him. And, I think he's going to get fired because I think the Red Sox are going to get swept by the Blue Jays. And that's what's going to happen, you know? And I think Jason Veritek will be a very good manager for the Red Sox because he's been on the team before as a player. And I think that he can do a lot of things with the team, you know, and get on them more. And Cora is not like that. Cora is very easy on them.
I agree with everything you said. No, I'm just saying that because I'm on your radio show. Corey seems to be a little, yeah, like, you know, not quite as passionate or into it as he is. And yes. I think Veritek would be awesome. Yes. Yeah.
And
Bill Ruggiero, this is Harry.
Yes.
Can you tell Bill Starr, how you listen to baseball games?
Well, I usually listen on my Alexa to WEEI Radio, and they have the feed with Will Fleming and Lou Maloney, or sometimes Will Millerbrooks, or sometimes Sean McDonough would join in on the broadcast.
And how about when you go to Polar Park? As a blind person, how do you, appreciate the game?
They have audio description, and what that is when you're at the game and they give you play-by-play description of what's going on in the stadium as well as at the ball game. And it's very in-timed with the game, you know?
Like real time.
Yes.
So if you're at the park and you hear the crack of the bat, they'll describe where the ball is going.
Yep.
In the field and,
yep.
And which fielder played the ball, et cetera.
Yes. Like say Roman Anthony makes a great catch and they'll describe to you the ball. It goes up on the wall, goes up near the fence into the glove of Roman Anthony and he throws the first for the out.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I actually, very familiar with Polar Park. The last few years, Mass Hire has held one of our second largest job fair at Polar Park every year. We usually do it in September. We will be doing it again this September as well. They're another great partner of ours, both in terms of providing opportunities for a lot of part-time seasonal jobs, some full-time, positions as well, in their front office. And again, they do a great job of hosting us and a large amount of employers at these Yockers that we do.
Yes.
They've always been really well attended. And, that's one of the things we specialize in MS Hire is, the job fairs. One thing we do really well, and there's a lot of great opportunities for everybody to meet and network with employers in person, which is, a little nice and, much, much better in some ways than just, applying online and, doing, just that. So I always encourage people to check those out, and it's just really just a really fun way to, to obviously not a game, but it's still a great way to, get to see and experience a different side of the ballpark.
Bill, this is Harry. Can I ask Bill Starr a question?
Yes, sure.
So, Bill, do you have any success stories that you'd like to share of someone who you got a job for them or an organization that you've worked with and has really helped others with employment?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Good question. Luckily, I have a few.
Cool.
One great thing that I'm really proud of is actually the first year that I joined Mass Hire. Me and some members, I'll give shout out to Rupali Patnis from Riverside Community Care and the Central Mass Employment Collaborative and Seven Hills as well. We actually all partnered together to host a pretty large scale job fair for the disability community, which we called an All Abilities Job Fair.
Okay.
And it was we had about 30 different employers that took part. I remember a lot of planning and none of us had really done anything like that before, but it was a tremendous success. Like we really well attended. Everybody that came, really appreciated the opportunity to, talk to employers specifically hiring, people with any type of disability and, it didn't lead to a great deal of placements, but it led to some, and even just the experience of the attendees. You know, we got a lot of great feedback that, you know, just to having something, you know, that was built just for them, and, you know, and having the experience of, you know, talking to employers about jobs and, you know, getting tips and tricks about what would make them more competitive as employees in the future. Like I said, we put a lot of people put a lot of hard work into it, and it was a really great day and event, and probably one of the things I'm most proud of that I've done so far in my career at Mass Hire.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I know that Bill has also had a lot of success with Seven Hills. And Bill Ruggiero, would you like to share your experience with Seven Hills?
Yeah, because I did have a job at one time working at Hope Ave, and we used to do shredding of paper. Two of us would go over there with a staff, and we used to shred paper, and I learned how to work the shredder and stuff like that, and it was neat. But then they took us off the job because they had to redo Hope Ave, and I was wondering if you know when we're going to get back to work over there.
One thing, if I can interrupt.
Of course.
I know that one of the interviews that Bill Ruggiero did here was the executive director. The former executive director of Seven Hills, David Jordan, he actually came in for one of these interviews.
So very nice.
Very humble about it. And Bill talked about opening up the radio station over at, is it Goddard Drive?
Yes.
The Aspire
Memorial Drive, the Aspire program. Yeah, we've been trying to open that for about a year now. And it's like, yeah, we haven't had much success because we have to get all new equipment and, you know, we haven't used the equipment in 4 years.
So I think we're still working on that, Bill. So we're with Mr. Tim Johnson.
Yeah.
So I think that will still take a little bit more time, but we'll get back to
yes.
That.
Yes.
But I know in the meantime, I think, you know, Bill, that two of our board members work with Seven Hills. So you and I can connect directly with staff at Seven Hills for that program.
Yes.
And then you can share a success story with Mr. Bill Starr.
Right.
sounds like it's in the works.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. 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 I like it too. Mm-hmm. One question I do have for you, Mr. Starr. I do have a question about transportation for people who are coming from out of town. Let's say they're coming from Sturbridge or Sutton, or people from Western Massachusetts who want a job around here. I was wondering if, because I heard on a commercial about a free ride service, and it's called Mecca or something like that. I don't know the name of it, but you know anything about that?
Interesting. I'm not familiar with that particular program, Mecca.
No.
Sounds interesting. I am part of the Transportation Advocacy Committee at CLW. I mentioned I'm a board member there as well.
It's,
certainly something to look into.
Yeah.
Benji Kemper, who runs that.
Yeah.
CLW would be a great resource for it.
It's provided by Mass Health and Fallon.
Okay.
I forget the name of it, but It's a free ride service. They take you to grocery stores, friends' houses, jobs, or whatever, and to the doctors, too, and medical.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, it's absolutely needed, and there needs to be more of it. I mean, that is one thing we, of course, are advocating for with the committee. You know, our focus is a lot on Worcester and, you know, in working with the WRTA. And, you know, and again, like they've made some great progress in terms of some aspects of, you know, disability transportation, but still a long way to go. But yes. Like I said, Benji and that committee do great work and are always fighting for that.
And also, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Oh, great question. Hopefully still at Mass Hire. I really enjoy what I do there. Same thing with CLW.
Right.
Those are definitely my passions in terms of my professional career. There's a lot of different avenues and, ways to go about, you know, working at Mass Hire, and, you know, we'll see. I definitely really enjoy like the aspect of my job. It's kind of a mix between, you know, employment counseling, as well as liaising with businesses. And so it, you know, I was hired into that role as kind of a hybrid, and, You know, someday I'd like to hopefully move into maybe, a little bit more leadership and, you know, teaching some others how to do those things. Maybe get a few people off my caseload here and there. but yeah, like I said, it's hard to say exactly, but definitely see myself like still continuing to, you know, work and help people.
Well, the way I see it, in 5 years, I would like to be still broadcasting for Audio Journal, or my dream job is to broadcast on WBZ Radio in Boston. And I want to be just like Norm Nathan or David Brunoy. I want to be just like those guys on the radio, you know, and have my own talk show. And my talk show will be called The Night Shift with Bill.
I love it. Yeah, no, those are great goals. I need to set my bars a little higher, I think. But yeah, I mean, like, well, you're doing great at this. It makes it really easy for me. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, I am. Well,
Bill, this is Harry again. Can I ask Mr. Starr another question?
Sure.
So, Mr. Starr, I'm sure you run into, people all the time looking for work, of course, because you're with Mass Hire.
Yes.
For those with a disability, and they might be of the thinking, well, who's going to hire me? I have a disability. Do you have any words of advice for them? Or what's your normal approach when you meet someone who's afraid to look for work? They know they need it, but they're afraid to look for work, and they might have a defeatist attitude, if you will. What would you say to them? What advice would you give for them?
Yeah, no, great question. And I do run into that quite a bit, actually. So the way that I look at it, and I can attest to this as someone who's grown up with a disability,
right,
is that anybody that has any type of barrier, is still capable of doing work. And there are a lot of ways to do work in non-traditional ways that, you know, you may not think about. Anybody that has disability has typically gone through their entire life, having to be very creative in terms of how they solve problems and live in a world that wasn't built for them. And I think that that's actually a great perspective and skill set. And employers actually, whether they know it or not, once you get in there, they actually really appreciate that. One thing that I see a lot, again, is, you know, people able to bring new ideas and new ways of doing things. And I see that the most in, you know, people that have dealt with any type of disability growing up, you know, whether they born with it or it came later. I don't think that anybody should ever feel that a disability is the reason that they can't work. There's a lot of people who have worked and fought really hard to make sure that people can do that if they want to. And there are a lot of employers and a lot of programs and a lot of adaptations that can make people, you know, work just as effectively as anybody else, or just work in different ways. I'm a living proof of, you know, that in some ways. I've had a very successful career. And I don't really think about my disability as, you know, holding me back in any way from that. And again, I realize that everybody's different and different, you know, different barriers. But again, like I said, my mentality is that if you want to work, there is a way to do it, and I'm happy. And like I said, and I've done a lot of work at placing people and working with employers that have been able to do that for many different people.
Cool. And Bill Ruggiero, I have a question for you too.
Yes. Yes.
You're in a unique situation, whereas Mr. Bill Starr helps people find work. And you're an individual who you do have the barrier of blindness, but what's inspiring about you is you don't see it as a barrier. You're someone who's open to work, and you're also someone who, even if you can't find a job, you find meaningful volunteer work, which is actually very inspiring. Because you know that you still want to do something with your life. And even though it's not right now, it's not a paid position, you do a lot for Audio Journal as a very dedicated volunteer. What advice would you give people who can't find work, but would still like to even volunteer? So someone with that experience, what advice would you give them?
Well, one advice is that if you want to look for a job, don't think negative about it. You know, think positive, okay? Have a positive attitude. you know, because one day you are going to get a job. You're going to get a nice job that you like, such as computer work, whatever you like to do, maybe a job in radio or something like that. Maybe there's a job out there that people would love to hear a talk show at night, especially at night, and not hear the news, you know, and have a light conversation with people, talk to other people, let people listen to each other. And that's one thing I would like to provide for people.
Yeah, now just to push the envelope a little bit more, Bill.
Yes.
So if someone is struggling to find work, and while they can't find work, do you think it's of value to volunteer somewhere before they find work?
Yes. Yes, because it gives them practice. Okay? Because if you get hired by a radio station that is very good pay, and you need practice, you need skills, you need to know how to edit, and you need to learn how to talk clear and be a good talk show host like me.
That's right.
Talking topics.
I think there's a theme here. Talking about radio.
Yes.
So we have a few minutes left. I am going to ask you, Mr. Starr, if you have anything to add to that. And when you're done with that, if you could share your contact information in case anyone has any questions.
Yes. And also, I just wanted to know if you have any questions for me.
Absolutely. Let me go in order, if I can remember. So I can definitely attest and absolutely agree in regards to the volunteer work and experience. Any type of volunteer work, still work. It's still a great experience.
Yes,
it's something you can put on a resume, and employers do consider that and look at it just about the same. So,
and I was wondering if maybe you could help me get a job at WBZ or something.
I can absolutely try. The nice thing about my role is that I am able to find contact information and reaching out to employers and hiring managers on behalf of our job seekers. You know, it doesn't guarantee that, you know, a placement or interviews, but it's part of my role and it's something I can absolutely help with. You, like I said, and you know, you already have great experience and like I said, you've impressed me today. So I would be happy to recommend you to any and all radio stations.
Yes.
And your contact info, Bill.
Yes, of course. So for Mass Hire, we have a main line that, you know, that anybody can call, you know, to get general information. And that number is 508-799-1600.
One more time.
508-799-1600. And of course, you can go to our website, which is www.masshirecentralcc.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long
email. Can you repeat that number again so listeners would know?
Of course. So
okay.
Our website is www.masshirecentralcc.com.
Yes. If you want to know, if you forget that, and you can call us here at Audio Journal.
Yes, and I do want to just one quick shout, you know, a few quick shout outs. Like I said, we all wear a lot of hats at Mass Hire, but I work with an extremely awesome and dedicated group of people there that are all excellent at what they do and very passionate. It's funny, like, you know, we all spend so much time together. We have, like I said, we call each other our work family. So I want to shout out to my best work friends, my best work mom, my best work wife, everybody that works there. Like I said, they know who they are and they are awesome. And also just quick shout out to Cooper Allen, my dog.
Oh, all right, cool. All right. So to Mr. Bill Ruggiero and Mr. Bill Starr, thank you. We've run out of time.
Yes. Well, we've come to an end of our show here at Audio Journal. Hope you enjoyed. Bill Starr, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Show has been provided by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind, the Mass Commission for the Blind, and underwritten by Unibank. If you want to listen to this show again, it'll be archived on our website at www.audiojournal.org. Or call us at 508-797-1117. This is Bill Ruggiero saying have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you next on the next Talking Topics show. Bye-bye.
Would you like to hear news from Shrewsbury, Northborough, Southborough, and Westborough that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune in to Audio Journal every Tuesday at 4 p.m.